The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has expressed concern about the plight of tens of thousands of civilians who are trapped inside of Fallujah as Iraqi forces continue to battle Daesh. The Iraqi Premier says that in order to protect civilian lives, operations to retake Fallujah from the Daesh Takfiri terrorists have to be slowed down. The government, along with prominent Shia cleric Grand Ayatollah Sistani, has cautioned that the civilians must be treated with utmost care. An estimated 50,000 people are stuck inside of the Daesh-held city. On Monday, Iraqi forces entered Fallujah to push the terrorists out. They are yet to breach the center of the city, as they are facing fierce resistance from the terrorist group. Let's find out more from our correspondent, Altaf Ahmad, who joins us from Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Well, Altaf, we know that civilian lives obviously are a priority, and at this point, the Prime Minister has made his announcement. What does that exactly mean? Is the operation at this point now stopped, or is it intermittent in terms of the way they're handling it?
Well, it's still not stopped up until now, but we could see a slowdown in the operations to give more time to the civilians who are trapped on the inside to evacuate before the Iraqi army advances more fiercely into the city's center. We know that since it's since coming to Iraq, Daesh Takfiri militants have time and again used tactics, guerrilla war tactics, which have been not only inhumane, but have had quite an impact on the advance of the Iraqi forces. The Takfiris have often used improvised explosive devices, which are obviously an invisible enemy that knows no difference between a military man or an unarmed civilian, or knows no difference between a man or a child, or so on and so forth. At the same time, they've used complex networks of explosives, and they have planted explosive devices in people's homes and businesses. They have also dug up tunnels and so on. But the worst, I think, the worst tactic that has been adopted by the Takfiris has always been the use of unarmed civilians as human shields, and even worse, the forced recruitment of many of these civilians, namely the children. We know that the battle to liberate the city of Fallujah has now entered its second week, and the Iraqi forces say that there are around 50,000 civilians trapped on the inside in the city of Fallujah. According to NGOs and the humanitarian reports, they say that at least 20,000 of these 50,000 are indeed children. There are not only very high fears over the fact that the humanitarian situation in the city is quite dire, namely due to the shortage of water, food, and medical supplies, but at the same time, an even bigger fear has been raised regarding the enforced recruitment of the people who are, or the unarmed civilians. I think this issue is going to have a great impact on how fast the Iraqi forces are going to continue their advance. Because let's just imagine here for a second, if a military man or a soldier, for example, goes into Fallujah and they find like a group of children, for example, sporting guns and trying to come at them, firing. Obviously, this soldier is going to have in mind, in the back of his mind, he's going to know that these children have not decided or have been forced. There's a great chance that these children were forced to carry these arms or to point these arms at him. This is obviously going to slow the Iraqi forces down. So Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi, though he has hailed the major advances that have been scored in the first two phases of the battle to liberate the city of Fallujah, which entailed controlling regions which are around the city, however, he did warn of the grave threat, that being the presence of people on the inside. He also urged Iraqi security forces to exert extraordinary efforts in evacuating these people. At the same time, we know that Daesh Takfiri militants have also not only tried to further tighten the siege on the people on the inside, but at the same time, they have been conducting counter-attacks or retaliation attacks against people who are living in regions which have been liberated by the Iraqi forces, namely the region of Kubaisa, which lays around 3 kilometers south of the district of Heat, a highly strategic district that has been liberated by the Iraqi forces in April of this year. The Takfiris have since yesterday been attacking this city and have been committing atrocities, crimes of revenge against the people on the inside who had welcomed the Iraqi forces. And this is not only in revenge or in retaliation for the stand that the people of Heat or the people of Kubaisa had taken in support of the sovereign Iraqi forces, but at the same time, they are trying to drag the Iraqi forces from one front into the other. At the same time, however, we are hearing from Iraqi officials that the offensive offensive against the Takfiris is continuing very fiercely. Abdul Wahab al-Saidi, who is the Fallujah operations commander, has announced today that the operations are still going on very fiercely from the southern, northern, and eastern fronts. He, however, did say that they are facing very fierce resistance from the terrorist Takfiris on the inside. Also, major advances have been made in the district of Saqlawiya, which is northwest of Fallujah.
Thank you for that. Alto Fahmeta correspondent there from Baghdad.